Hello, Al.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi,
and
Al.
My question is, I'm on suffering from AFib.
Uh-huh.
And I'm now on amiodarone, A-M-I-O-D-A-R-O-N-E.
Uh-huh.
Which seems to be a pretty wicked drug. And I wondered if there's any alternate to that, to an AFib situation, other than taking these, you know, pretty wicked drugs.
Are you taking anticoagulant treatment also? Or?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, it sounds like the AFib may be a little more advanced in your case. There's a couple of things you could think about. Normally with AFib, we'll try to get to the underlying cause. And I've had probably my number one supplement for that would be magnesium taurate. And it basically as much as you can get down. And I've had a few patients reverse their AFib just doing that one thing.
It's magnesium what?
Magnesium taurate.
How do you spell that last one?
T-A-U-R-A-T-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, or, you know, you could just do a regular magnesium and also do taurine. Taurine is one of those things that's specific for the heart muscle and the electricity in the heart. I think it really responds to. So, normally with taurine, you can do 1,000 milligrams three times a day, and that's not going to interfere with any other medication. But if the, you know, prescriptions that you're on are controlling it, sometimes it's hard to know what's working and what isn't. I couldn't, you know, say you could go off the medication without working with you more closely on that, unfortunately, but,
So how much of that taurate would you be taking?
I would do 1,000 milligrams three times a day.
For either one of those, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And
on the magnesium taurate, you could do maybe 400, 500 milligrams. And there's other things, too. But, you know, magnesium is sort of our natural calcium channel blocker, and it's really effective at different arrhythmias. But you could need, you know, you would likely benefit from a mineral analysis. It could be something related to toxic metals or even a lack of certain minerals. You know, one of the reasons we get heart problems as we age is we're lacking those essential minerals, manganese, potassium, selenium, you know, even a little bit of copper can help. Another product I would recommend, Al, is CoQ10. And that specifically feeds the cardiac muscle cells. So really important to take that. I would do maybe 200 milligrams twice a day on that. And that, again, that's not going to interfere with anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks. Hey, I got one more question.
Uh-huh.
What would you recommend for frequent urination?
Frequent urination. Is that due to a prostate problem or?
Don't know.
Not sure. Okay.
It seems to be, I don't know. They haven't told me that my prostate is out of shape, but then they say, well, I can only tell on one side, so I don't know how you would measure that or find out about how bad your prostate is.
That's, you definitely want to figure out what's causing it. I mean, the bladder, of course, is an empty tank and it fills up. But if the prostate is putting a lot of pressure on the bladder, then it's, you know, you're going to get more frequency and maybe even a little incontinence and so that could be part of the problem. Some people have irritable bladder that can be due to, you know, food sensitivities or that's probably the most common cause. And I've had luck with if it is irritable bladder and not your prostate. I've had really good luck with an herb called kava, K-A-V-A, and it seems to really calm. It's a herb that's has a sedative effect, but it seems to have an affinity for the bladder wall and really helps calm that down for irritable bladder. So, but probably should get your prostate checked, and of course we do prostate ultrasounds at the clinic, so that's another possibility if you need to do that. But sometimes a quick exam can give you a pretty good idea of how your prostate's doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Okay, yeah, you bet. Thanks for the call.